Thank you all, for tuning into the Weekly Pen Talks, related to finance and data transformation. This is Rajesh Yanam. I'm the Director of Data Analytics and Transformation Services here at Weekly Pen. In my role, what I do is I work with various clients in transforming their finance functions to be more data-driven, agile, and making the decisions based on the data. So today I'm joined with Ken, and Ken and I, in fact, have worked for a lot of years on various projects. But what we really want to do today is, touch base a little bit on, the experience that Ken had in working with Weekly Pen, and also in terms of the benefits that he's seeing on integrating the data from various sources and how that is helping him, his team, and his organization to be more data-driven. So with no further ado, Ken, why don't you give a brief introduction about yourself, a little bit about your role and your organization, and then we will jump into it.
Yeah, you got it. That sounds great, Raj. Appreciate it. Ken Reuther, I am the corporate consolidations manager for a glass fabricating company called Oldcastle Building Envelope. Been with the company for a little over 18 years now, and our company has grown over the last decade. We now have 9 ERPs, and as we've grown, we've kind of created a good partnership with Whitley Penn to get our needed data from each of the ERPs so we can actually see what the overall results are for the business. Running multiple systems can be quite a challenge, especially trying to see what the overall picture is. So we've really relied on Whitley Penn throughout this time to help us get our data from each of our systems. I've really appreciated the help, the assistance when odd things may occur. The having somebody to reach out to has always been fantastic.
Absolutely, Ken. In fact, the way you have grown from one or two ERPs into close to 10 different ERPs and trying to integrate all of this data, the journey itself is phenomenal. So why don't you touch base a little bit on, what the process was before getting onto this project in terms of collecting the data, producing the results to your executives, and what challenges you had, which made you to take this route in terms of transforming those challenges?
Yeah, great question there. So without an automated connection, it's a very manual process, and it's not something that you can really run in the various systems and then actually kind of see what it looks like by loading it once. If you end up manually loading all of these different systems many times to then get to where you want to go. By having it automated, it cuts out that manual process. You can book the entries. You can then click a few buttons, and within less than a minute, the data is available to review. So it's a much quicker turnaround to know whether it's been hosted correctly or not. But with that said, too, with multiple systems, intercompany is a beat. There's no way to balance intercompany transactions in one of the 9 ERPs simply because the other sister locations are in eight other systems. So being able to post those in any of the various ones to be able to pull it in within a minute is fantastic. So that then you can refresh and see if the results are what were expected. So having it automated is key in my opinion, just to help speed along the whole process of monthly close.
Exactly. I think you touched upon a very good point, which is, should we keep it manual and spend all the time in getting the data into a place where you could review it, And oh my God, if you have to make an adjustment, you're again doing that same process over and over again. You know, what it does to the organizations and to the teams in your case, like yourself, is it's just going to take a lot of time and effort. And this is where we want to leverage the technology and try to automate that process, because you also mentioned about once we get the data, review it, there is a need for us to actually go make some adjustments. And you want that process to be much more agile and nimble.
You know, in a lot of things too, you know, you kind of need to see the overall big picture as well to know what other journals we may need to post, you know, especially at a quarter close. You want to be able to see how it all comes together, really analyze the data, and then know what may still need to be done. Now, if you're spending all your time manually just trying to get the data in, there's really not any time after that to really analyze what's been done.
Exactly. You want to spend the time to review the data, analyze the data, take those decisions, and actually enable your executives and your teams versus trying to put all your energy on, you know, connecting to a system, extracting the data, putting that in all of that, right? The entire cycle. Okay. Now that is very enlightening. And, you know, help me understand, like, how often, right, in your process, when it comes to managing all these 9 ERP systems, you would actually adjust or maybe post the journal entries, you know, as part of your close process? Is it like once or twice, more than that, or is it very agile? Because I think that is what many people, you know, would be doing, and they don't really understand in some situations how technology can help solve that specific issue in terms of spending more time on analysis versus actually making those adjustments. So from your experience, Ken, you know, help us understand like what that process was, how often you actually do it, and how that is actually helping you in producing the analysis.
Yeah, for sure. So we have all of our systems on a schedule. We pull the data in daily. It's actually several times a day. The good thing is you can set up really almost any type of schedule that you'd like. I mean, if you want it to only flow data once a week, every couple of weeks, you could do that. If you want it to have it several times a day, similar to what we run, you can do that as well. It runs very smoothly. It gives you a chance to even see a snapshot as to what's to come. You know, if journals are posted, costs are posted up through a certain point, you know, through your second or third week of the month, you can get a pretty good general idea of what's to come over the next week or two as to what the current month's results where they may fall. So being able to have that to flow over as often as needed is very important.
Yeah, absolutely. And in this process, Ken, you know, how much help or reliance that you have from your IT team? Is it all something that you're managing, or maybe within your team, or you actually rely on your IT team? How is that process working for you?
Yeah, so currently I manage it myself. Our IT department has really no knowledge. They do know that we do have it, but from a management standpoint, I 100% manage it. So it's something your administrator can manage these things without having to have a full reliance from their company's IT.
Yeah, I think that is a very good point, because many times when finance teams think about technology or finance transformations, they would think that, you know, it's going to put a lot of effort on their existing IT team who are already busy with various other strategic initiatives. But in your case, we were actually was able to enable you and your team with very little or no help from your IT team to be able to extract the data and actually review the results and make those decisions. So that is actually a very good, you know, story by itself. No.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. From ongoing support, I think really if we look back, each time we bring in a new company and a new ERP that we need to roll in, there may be a little bit of need from IT during those initial setups, a lot of configuration, but usually that's done within just a couple hours. It's more of a granting rights to be able to connect to the server, to the system. After that, then it's totally hands off. It's never turned back, for our IT department to ever really touch again.
Yeah, exactly. I think the message is, we still want to make sure from a governance standpoint, security standpoint, and risk assessment standpoint, IT is involved and they are reviewing and obviously blessing the transformation. At the same time, it is not like you actually need a lot of IT support on an ongoing basis. Once we set it up, you are able to schedule it, even in fact run it on an ad hoc basis as you need to run those processes and get the data from various sources into one single source of the truth from which you're able to analyze the data.
Yeah, that's 100% correct. It's an important part to learn where to be able to grab those, especially when any urgent situation comes up of, oh, we posted one last journal just
Yep.
2 minutes ago, to then be able to quickly go. It's like, all right, let's go kick that off. Let's get it pulled over, and then you can see what that looks like within a minute or two tops. So.
Yep, absolutely. And when it comes to all these ERPs connecting into one source system, let's also spend some time, Ken, talking about the type of data that we are actually extracting.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. So trial balance data
Gotcha.
is our main source of truth. That is our audited financials that we utilize to flow from all the different systems into one. That's what we use to look at where the results are, to know if the business is making money or losing money, if you will. The great thing about being able to pull all of that in is that you can then, within your one source, have your chart of accounts there that you can drill into to then see also what the translations are back to those various ERPs. I think that's a key component, because you'll definitely want to know where or how this is how any particular balance is made up. So that is a very quick, very, very helpful tool. On top of the trial balance data, we also have our transactional data that can flow through. And that allows you to look at a little more of the detail as far as what was actually posted to each of the accounts. That's very helpful as well. So those are really our two main sources that we're gathering from all of our systems today. But being able to get that all into one, it's super helpful.
No, absolutely. And you also touched upon, one thing, Ken, which is like all these different ERPs will be a different, chart of accounts. So as part of the transformation, what we do is, we kind of create a master chart of accounts and map all these different sub accounts or chart of accounts into that master chart of accounts so that your reporting and analysis would be much more seamless, straightforward.
Yeah, that's correct. If not, then you're chasing through multiple systems trying to then understand really what you're looking at.
As part of this journey, what we want to enable our customers with is, hey, there is always best practices and some standardization that we can bring into the project and make sure that you're set up for, long-term success and long-term growth. Even if you go and add a few additional companies, the process itself is set to incorporate those additional companies. And I think that is how You have been working, right? It seems like you have acquired two or three companies in the last year or so.
That's correct. In fact, one just within the last month. So
Exactly. So as part of the standardization, even if you're growing and adding additional entities or acquiring companies, you don't really have to change your process, but you're just adding these additional data inputs into the process.
yeah, that's absolutely correct. Yeah, as in cases like this where a company is acquired and their production system talks to their ERP, and trying to change that is a pretty big transformation to just keep production running. So that this allows their business to continue as usual, as they've been used to, gives us a way to then get what we need to pull into a one overall chart of accounts to really see what the overall picture is without having a massive IT project to change the way everything from their ops work, from producing their product to flowing to their accounting software.
No, that is very helpful, Ken. Now let's talk a little bit about the overall impact that you had with this kind of project in terms of integrating various different sources and companies into one single source of truth, and how that is helping you, your team, and your organization in terms of values, time saver, right, automation or efficiency or other aspects. If you can touch base a little bit on the impact.
Yeah, I mean it's just an important tool to be able to have. It really is to be able to have one source of truth, if you will. Again, I can't stress how helpful that is for so many reasons for the business to see where it all comes in, without having to log in, several 5 to 10 different times to then try to manually build that up to see where it really sits. It just that definitely becomes a challenge. I think you'd be running a little bit lost as to really what the big picture is without being able to see a consolidated truth, one that you can get to really at any given time.
Absolutely. That is very helpful, Ken. Now let's talk about, the team and how was your experience, especially, working with Witlieb team.
Yeah, no. So there's a couple of your team members who I've worked with on it's several. It might be five projects already. Who have done a really outstanding job. I really do enjoy the fact that we can always reach out. We can always call each other, reach out through email or Teams, and keep things running. Fortunately, these are things that we have a ton of contact during setup, and then it's just kind of everything works and runs, and then until a new business is acquired, then it's like, uh-oh, we need to reach out again. But it's been a fantastic business partnership with your team there at Whitley Penn. It's been fantastic. I can't stress how great it is to be able to have somebody to reach out to. Every once in a while, there can be something that could get offline, and usually within the same day, we can reach out, have a conversation, and it's like, oh, okay, this is what happened, and that's a very rare case. I definitely want to stress that does not happen very often. But when it has happened, I've really been grateful for the quick turnaround and keeping all of our systems online and flowing successfully.
Yep, absolutely. I appreciate the feedback. And, in fact, this is all about building that partnership that is focused on the long-term success of our customers. And again, we clearly focus on to ensure that we deliver value to our customers with our offerings and services. As we close, Ken, is there any specific advice or recommendation that you want to give to the folks or teams that are out there, especially in the finance organization, thinking about what they should do in managing these different ERP systems and generating the reports, spending less time in actually doing the data extractions versus spending all the time on analysis, from having been done this for various number of years and working closely with Wikipen, I think your advice would go a long way.
Yeah, I would suggest that if there's a company who's spending a ton of time trying to manually get their data into one source of truth, that there is absolutely 100% a better way to do that, to better serve their time actually digging into what the results are to help improve the business versus spending so much time in the weeds just trying to get the data to all come together. I couldn't hardly imagine having to manually run that process with, especially with as many systems as we have today. Even if there were half as many systems as we utilize today, I think it would still be such there's such a better way to spend your time, and that's digging into what's been booked and getting the books actually in a much better spot than spending so much time just trying to get it built up to see what the overall results are. So I definitely recommend utilizing a automated connection, and I highly recommend Wikipen. It's been a fantastic relationship. Couldn't really ask for a much better result than what we've gotten throughout the past 10 years.
Thank you so much, Ken. One of the key takeaway to your point was there is so much better way to manage your time, figure out where you want to spend your time. I think that's a key highlight, from all the things that you said. Again, thank you so much for joining me today, Ken. I really appreciate the partnership, and we'll continue to work together in the future as well.
Absolutely. Likewise. Thank you.
Yep. Thank you all for joining me in this wonderful episode, and stay tuned for future episodes in terms of how we work with our clients in transforming the finance functions and enabling them to be more data-driven. I hope you liked it. Thank you so much.